6th Perek of Tmura, 5th Mishnah. Kol Asurim Agavim is Beibel Adesem Utorim. Those animals that are possible to be brought as a korban, as we saw before, their offspring is permitted. Vlad Treifa, Rabbi Lezer, Meloikov Agamizbeach, the offspring of a Treifa, cannot be brought as a korban. Yeah, so the question is, how can this trefa give birth? So there's discussion whether trefa can give birth. So if your trefa can give birth, it's talking about it got pregnant after it was a trefa. And even though it got pregnant after it was a trefa, and the offspring of a trefa should be also, but since the partner over here, the male, was not a trefa, so there's a rule of zev zegoyim. If one of the two is not a trefa, then the offspring is permitted, according to the rabbanan. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's also the point of contention is Zev is there going to permit it or not? If you hold that a trefa cannot give birth, so it must be that it was pregnant before it became a trefa. And Rabbi Lezer says that the offspring is also because it's Uber Yechimayu. It's an extension of the mother, and the mother's trefa, it's a trefa, and the Chacham say no, it's a new entity. Yeah, and therefore it's permitted. If there's a kosher animal that the entire day it was nursing from a trefa, you should not bring it from a korban, because its whole sustenance has been from non-kosher milk, even though meikir din it's not awesome. But for Mizbech, it is prohibited. Yeah, there is a discussion, even the Gabi, if it's permitted to be eaten. Its whole sustenance was from non kosher milk. There's a discussion about that also. It's not so posher, that's mut. It's machlokes. It's a suffix. Kol akotchim shenasa treifa ein poidim oisam. Shein poidim is a kotchim lachim l'klopim. Any korban that became a treifa, you cannot redeem it, because you can't redeem kotchim to give them to love him. See, okay.